Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Boston plans to convert 6 more churches in the Boston area to secular use, a key step toward eventually selling them. The move comes after the closure and sale of more than 70 churches over the past decade due to the financial problems brought on by the clergy sexual abuse crisis. Here to tell us more about the fate of these churches is Peter Bore, co-chair of the lay group, the Council of Parishes, which was formed to fight the closures. Good morning, Peter, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be with you.
Peter, I understand that 6 of the churches have already been deconsecrated. Can you tell us what that means and which ones those are?
Yeah, the 6 that have been deconsecrated, which means they are no longer sacred places. They are mere buildings, which, by the way, the local cities and towns can now tax because they're not used for religious purposes. The 6 are St. James in Wellesley, St. Francis Cabrini in Scituate, Mount Carmel in East Boston, Our Lady of Lourdes in Revere, Star of the Sea in Quincy, and St. Jean d'Arc in Lowell.
Now, I understand that 2 of the churches have been occupied by parishioners, might get a reprieve. Which ones and how so?
The 2 that are in a different status are 2 that are currently in vigil, occupied 24/7, St. Therese in Everett, where it is proposed to convert it to an oratory, presumably for Catholic worship, and St. Jeremiah in Framingham, where there are currently both Latin Rite and Eastern Rite religious services performed.
Now, you mentioned the vigils. There are several other churches that are still occupied by parishioners, Wellesley, Scituate, and East Boston. They sit on some valuable land. What would a developer who tried to buy, say Scituate, that sits a half mile away from the Atlantic Ocean, be faced with?
Well, half a mile from the Atlantic on 30 acres of land. So on the one hand, the developer, with all due respect, would be drooling. On the other hand, no developer and no bank lending to a developer and no investor associating himself with the developer would take on the risk of having to eject these trespassers, the vigilers. So one would guess that before title changes, before the property is sold, the archdiocese would have arranged for the vigilers either to leave voluntarily or to be removed by the police.
Is that something that you would expect the archdiocese to do?
Well, I've tried to read the mind of this archdiocese for 80 months, and it's still Urdu to me. You'll have to ask them. Now, one on point, though, the archdiocese has said throughout that the cardinal would not move against the vigilers until the full appeal process in Rome had been completed. We now have an appeal process underway against this precise action, the deconsecration or reduction to profane use. So we'll see whether the cardinal is a man of his word.
Talk about that appeal process. What's next for the parishioners, and how long could it take?
To answer the second part, guessing at Vatican timelines is a little bit like predicting the stock market, but it's a 2-level appeal process in Rome, first a congregation, a department, then the Vatican Supreme Court. The Vatican wheels grind very slowly, conservatively, 2 to 3 years. And these appeals have already been filed on a precautionary basis. So the appeal rights of these 6 groups are protected. And now the battle begins in Rome.
I understand that some appeals in the past have been successful, so you do have a shot here.
Indeed, and if anybody listening is a Vegas person, here's how it breaks down. Until the end of last year, and I did the research, in the last 20 years of all similar appeals coming from American parishioner groups since 1990, 1 out of 150 had been granted. That's not very good. That's under 1%. There's been a major policy shift in the Vatican. In the first 6 months of this year, 2011, out of 25 similar appeals from 4 other dioceses in the U.S., the Congregation for the Clergy has ordered 4 local bishops to reopen 12 of the 25 as Catholic worship sites, which we think is a very satisfactory outcome. So if you did the quick arithmetic, you might say you have a 50% shot. However, thinking back several decades to statistics, and this applies, and on the roll of the dice, every roll of the dice, every appeal is a new, unique event. There is no guarantee that that particular appeal will come up heads or tails. But we like the improvement of the odds.
Peter Boré, co-chair of the Council of Parishes, thank you very much.
Take care.